crime, especially robbery-related cases, have been recorded in recent times. These cases have resulted in deaths, with the killing of a food and agriculture employee in Kumasi in the latter part of May. On our current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed crime and its related issues, Deputy Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Freeman Tete, said robbery cases increased marginally in the first quarter of this year, and said despite this, the police can only alert the public on how to prevent themselves against acts of crime.
It's actually unrelated, because we cannot have at a point in time an increase and at a point another time it will decrease. So we cannot be certain that it is increasing or decreasing all the time. So for sure, crime is occurring. That is what happens.
But it's increased in some years, and in the current year as we speak, we're seeing some bits of...
Trend has always, it increases marginally and it also decreases marginally. Mm. So that is what we have to look at. Mm. It hasn't, not, it's not so wild, but in terms of gaps, it's not so huge. So just bit by bit in terms of increase. Mm. And I must emphasize that when we're talking about increase and decrease, the focus is always on the violent crime. Mm. But there are other crimes, I don't think it's much public concern, like violent crime, murder, robbery, and then sexual offenses among others. So I think it is advisable that for public to have interest in discussion, we limit ourselves to violent crime, because that is what a lot of us as police officers are concerned. Mm. There are others that you cannot do anything about it.
That is like what? The ones you cannot do anything.
You can only educate the public on it. There are little things that goes around, tricks, some other things. The police cannot help it. Apart from the police alerting the public that there are fraudsters, this is what they have to do. It's only when it happened that we have to hunt for the perpetrators. But for robbery and murder, we have a bigger responsibility and we have a bigger challenge to tackle it.
There was someone who said that the ones that you cannot do anything about, as you're saying, you can actually do something about if your presence is felt within that community or that given area.
If it is about fraud, what do you expect the police to do? We must only alert the public, and when it occurs, put our machinery in place to go after and arrest the perpetrator.
A former senior advisor on security and sector reforms, UNDP, Liberia and Mali, Napoleon Abdoulaye, said the recent cases, especially where victims are killed by the robbers during the attacks, is serious.
We can all be our own eyes in a way that we can help the police to enhance security. Security cannot be taken as a whole by the police alone. Communities must be involved. The people must be involved. All kinds of institutions must be involved. And that's the reason why the Ghana Police Service has a community policing department in order to engage them so that people can report back when they see suspicious movement of weapons, suspicious movement of people who may be armed robbers, suspicious movement of anything that would endanger their community.
Mm.
We need to enhance that particular aspect because we don't have the numbers. The police have not reached the numbers that we need.
Mm.
So once more, the government or the state must help to resource the police in a way that we recruit more police officers, we give them more training, we make them to be more mobile, we get them the real technology that can help to reduce crime. Crime, as the police officer has stated, cannot be zero. Even in the vertical or in Japan, crime is there. But what we need to do is that to make sure that the opportunistic nature of criminals is not enhanced, that we deal with them in a way that it helps us to solve the problem. For example, you arrest people with small arms and light weapons, and you make sure that you do all the necessary tracing, where the weapons came from, where the people got their motives and so on. And you deal with them, and the judicial system, the court system should deal with them immediately so that you throw them behind bars.
The Executive Secretary of the Small Arms Commission, Joan Sapley, said there must be interventions that look at the ownership of weapons. He said though acquiring a license to own a weapon in Ghana is quite difficult, more stringent measures must be put in place, especially during this election year.
One of the things that I can easily put my fingers on that people attribute or think that the crime rate is going up for me is the level of publicity, the level of media reportage, and then currently even the mobility that we have within the Ekowas sub-region. Mm-hmm. These are all things that are really creating the impression that so the slightest thing you get a media reporting really so is giving a sense that crime is going up. I mean, generally,
are you saying that
I've always said that as a country, once you are growing, and Ghana, of course, is on the right path. So as you are growing, you get all manner of crimes manifesting. I mean, you are a country that is developing within a very volatile region, and you have found oil. You have structures working, and so it becomes an attraction for everybody to want to come and operate in this country. And so you also expect that there will be increase in crime. I mean, and so for me, these are some of the things that is creating the impression that...
On two things. First, the media. The media will not report an incident or report a crime if there's no crime.
I agree.
No crime, the media is not going to report.
But what I'm saying
if there's crime, media will report on it.
I'm saying that people say the rate is going up because hitherto the publicity and reportage was not like it is today. So I'm saying that Ghanaians should not be too frightened. The whole issue is about demand and supply. You understand? You are talking about, weapons. Immediately, I can talk. One of the things that leads to demand of weapons is, factors such as elections. You understand? That is the reality. Anytime there's elections in Africa, every country, everywhere the elections taking place, they are on the edge.